由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are very glad that you tuned in to this broadcast.
今天我万峰和麦克牧师都非常欢迎你收听这个节目。
And we are delighted to bring you a new series of messages from the book of Jonah.
今天开始呢，我们要为你带来一个全新的节目系列，是关于约拿书的。
And we are calling this series of messages Biblical Compassion.
而这个系列的节目叫做上帝的怜悯。
Compassion is a very popular subject in the West.
在西方呢，怜悯是很时尚的一些词汇。
Compassion is a noble virtue.
怜悯呢，好像一种高贵的美德一样。
Indeed, Jesus Christ was filled with compassion for the world.
耶稣基督自己其实就对世人是充满了怜悯。
The problem is with the misuse of the word compassion.
但是问题是呢，我们经常都用错了怜悯这个字啊。
With that misuse, the definition of compassion gets muddled.
从而呢，怜悯的观念对我们来讲也都变得模糊不清。
And compassion ends up meaning nothing but sentimentality.
而呢，怜悯最终甚至令人认为就等于多愁善感啊。
Sentimentality kills the truth.
而这种的多愁善感呢，就很容易抹杀真理。
Sentimentality blurs evil and makes it seem acceptable.
多愁善感能够让一些邪恶的事情淡化了，令到它好像让人变得接受到这样。
Sentimentality covers up sin with the dress of tolerance.
多愁善感会以容忍成为它的好像外表咁样啊，遮盖咗佢罪恶嘅真面目。
Sentimentality is being used to decide what is wrong and what is right.
多愁善感会变成衡量啱同埋错嘅尺度。
And when you do that, sooner or later,
如果啊，你迟早都系咁样做嘅话
，God and His Word will be replaced by what society calls right or wrong.
你就唔会再以上帝嘅话语嚟衡量乜嘢啱乜嘢错，而系跟从呢个社会嘅睇法。
God's absolutes will take the back seat to man's definitions。
上帝嘅绝对主权就成为咗要让位俾人为嘅定义嘅角色啦。
God's commandments and injunctions will give way to man's humanistic arbitration。
上帝颁布的命令就要向人民主义去让步。
And that is why I have started this series of broadcasts to explain biblical compassion.
因此我预备了这个系列信息来解释一下，在圣经里面的怜悯，什么才是上帝的怜悯呢？
In order to distinguish it from humanistic compassion.
目的就是要将上帝的怜悯和人的同情心分开。
Biblical compassion is rooted in God Himself.
上帝的怜悯最简单就是从上帝自己发出来的啦。
Biblical compassion has its origin in the compassion of the God of the Bible.
其实上帝的怜悯的来源就是来源自圣经里面所讲的怜悯。
Biblical compassion is found in the Word of God.
上帝的怜悯其实是植根于上帝自己所讲的话语。
Biblical compassion is far removed from humanistic sentimentality.
上帝的怜悯是远远超过人的多愁善感。
Human compassion reminds me of a story told about some military recruits.
人的同情心会让我们想起一个有关新兵入伍的故事。
And this group of new recruits were sitting down while the sergeant was standing up and talking to them.
有一批年轻的新兵坐在那里听官长向他们训话。
The sergeant said to the new recruits,
那个军官就对啲新兵讲了。
Those of you who are stupid, stand up.
好，你们中间哪个傻的，站起来。
At first, no one did.
最初，没人站起来。
Then the biggest and the strongest among the recruits stood up.
跟住呢，新兵里面最大隻嗰个呢就企咗起身。
The sergeant was surprised and he looked at him and said,
个军官呢，沙展就好驚啊，跟住就望佢，啊
?So you think that you're stupid?
佢话，啊，你咁样讲，系咪即系你话你自己蠢啊
?The young recruit replied,
跟住呢个新兵点答呢
?No, sir, I just hate to see you standing all by yourself.
唔系啊，阿 Sir, 我只系唔忍心见到你自己一个企喺度咋。
Now, that's sentimentality, not compassion.
其实呢种呢正确就是感情用事而不是真正的怜悯。
The book of Jonah is a book of compassion.
其实呢约拿书呢是一本关于怜悯的书。
The book of Jonah is a book that reveals to us the compassionate heart of God.
其实约拿书里面呢我们看到上帝慈悲怜悯的心肠。
The book of Jonah is a book about God's compassion from beginning to end.
约拿书自始至终都在彰显上帝的怜悯和慈爱。
Although that theme does not get spelled out until the end of the book.
虽然直到约拿书最后那里才充分体现出上帝怜悯的心肠。
The book of Jonah shows us clearly that our God is far from being a sentimental God.
但是约拿书清楚地说明我们的上帝绝对不是一位多愁善感的上帝。
But rather, God is at the heart and inside the very essence of true compassion.
上帝乃是从他的神性发出一种真实的怜悯和慈爱。
While the theme of compassion in the book of Jonah does not get spelled out until the end of the book,
虽然去到约拿书最后嗰度咧，先指出上帝嘅怜悯同慈爱。
Yet God's compassion is actually the very heart of the book.
但系上帝嘅怜悯正正就系呢本书嘅中心思想。
Someone once said that there are only two types of believers.
有人讲过呢，世界上面只有两种嘅信徒。
There are those who are traveling with the will of God.
一种就系遵行上帝旨意嘅信徒。
And those who are traveling against the will of God.
另一种就系违背上帝旨意嘅信徒。
There is no third type of believer.
根本就冇第三种嘅信徒。
If you are a believer and you think that you can be neutral,
如果你是一个信徒，你又觉得自己可以中立的话
，You are fooling yourself and are in terrible danger。
咁样你就是呃紧自己，将自己放在一个很危险的境地啊。
The question I want to pose to you this day is this：
今日呢，我想问你一个问题
：Are you traveling with the will of God？
你究竟是想遵行上帝的旨意啊？
Or are you traveling against the will of God?
定是想违背上帝的旨意呢?
If you are indifferent,
如果你觉得这句根本没什么所谓,
If you are neutral,
如果你是模棱两可,
Make no mistake about it, you are traveling against the will of God.
你就可以知道其实你在远离上帝。
We have every conceivable force working on us to help us travel against the will of God.
在这个世界上面有很多似是而非的理由是要引诱我们违背上帝的。
We live in a time when it is much easier to travel against the will of God than with the will of God in our lives.
我们现在活在这里的千禧年代是一个让我们更加远离上帝的世代，而不是一个让我们懂得顺从上帝的世代。
It is far more tempting and enticing.To travel against the will of God than with the will of God.
你明白这个世代太多诱惑啊，会勾引我们离开上帝，不信服上帝。
It is much easier for us to fool ourselves and travel against the will of God than with the will of God.
我们很容易就自欺欺人，去背弃上帝，不照上帝的旨意去行。
It is far more acceptable to rationalize traveling against the will of God than With the will of God.
人呢，其实情愿接受得罪上帝的事，并且让这些事情合理化。
My listening friend, let me ask you a question.
各位亲爱的朋友，我想问你一条问题。
Which way are you traveling?
究竟你行緊喺邊條道路上面呢?
In your moral life, are you traveling with the will of God or against the will of God?
喺你嘅道德生活裡面，你究竟係追隨上帝嘅旨意，定係違背緊上帝嘅心意呢?
In your marriage, are you traveling with the will of God or against the will of God?
喺你嘅婚姻生活裡面，你究竟係咪按照緊上帝嘅吩咐去行呢?
In your relationships, are you traveling with the will of God or against the will of God?
喺你嘅人际关系里面，你究竟有冇遵行上帝嘅旨意呢?
In your money and your possessions, are you traveling with the will of God or against the will of God?
喺你嘅金钱财产管理上面，你有冇按照上帝嘅心意嚟处理问题呢?
Have you sufficiently fooled yourself to the point of convincing yourself that you are traveling with the will of God, while in reality you are not?
你有冇试过系咁话俾自己听？哎，我遵行紧上帝嘅旨意，但系实际上你却唔系呢
？Have you deceived yourself sufficiently to the point of blurring the fact that you are traveling against the will of God？
你有冇试过故意去逃避现实，甚至扭曲现实去呃自己，话俾自己听你自己系跟随紧上帝呢
？My listening friends, I want you to take notes throughout this series of broadcasts。
亲爱嘅朋友，希望你喺呢一系列嘅节目里面呢，都能够做一啲嘅笔记。
Why am I asking you to do that?
点解我要你做笔记呢
？Because the God of Jonah is our God.
因为约拿嘅上帝其实都系我哋嘅上帝。
Just as God patiently dealt with Jonah, He will deal with us.
当年上帝点样耐心咁样去对待约拿，上帝亦都对我哋同样咁有耐性。
It might take a year.
可能要用一年。
It may take 10 years.
可能要用十年。
It may take 20 years.
可能要用二十年。
But God will deal with us in the same way that He had dealt with His servant Jonah.
但是上帝怎样对他的仆人约拿，他都会怎样对我们。
Let's look at the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
好，让我们一起来读出约拿书第一章一到三节。
Let's read it together.
请听我读出这个的经文，是在约拿书一章一到三节的。他说，耶和华的话临到阿米泰的仔约拿，他说，你起来去尼尼微这座大城，向其中的居民要去呼喊，因为他们的恶已经去到我面前。但是约拿呢，却起来走去他斯啊，就是西班牙的方面呢，去躲避耶和华。当他去到约珀的时候，他呢就见到一只船要去西班牙啦。跟着他就给了船飞的费用，他就上了船，要跟船上面的人一起去他斯那里去躲避耶和华。
Jonah was privileged beyond measure.
我们发现呢，约拿呢其实真是得天独厚啊。
You say why?
你话点解约拿会得天独厚呢
？Because the word of God came to him.
因为上帝竟然亲口同佢讲嘢。
But that's not any more of a privilege than you and I have.
但系佢并唔比其他人任何人，例如你同我有福气。
We have the word of God.
我哋都有上帝嘅话语。
It comes to us.
上帝嘅话语都赐咗俾我哋啊。
It is with us.
上帝嘅话语都同我哋同在啊。
We read it and hear it preached and taught.
我哋每日读经听到接受上帝嘅教导。
You are hearing it right now.
你而家都系听紧上帝嘅话语。
We read it in books.
我哋都从好多书里面读到上帝嘅话语。
We are surrounded by it.
甚至啊，佢会喺四方八面嗰度嚟。
But the question is this.
但是个问题是什么呢?
What are you doing with it?
就是你究竟可以怎样去回应他的话语呢?
Do you internalize it?
你有没有将上帝的话语摆到去你心里面呢?
Many believers are running around trying to discern the will of God for their lives.
很多基督徒四处要寻觅啊，其实都是要认清楚上帝在他们心里面的旨意。
The Bible says clearly that the will of God is your sanctification.
其实上帝在圣经里面已经很清楚告诉我们听，他的心意就是要我们成为圣洁咯。
What does that mean?
那究竟圣洁 成为圣洁是什么意思呢？
When you walk closely with God, you will discern His will for your life.
原来你越来越亲近上帝的时候，你就会越来越发现到上帝在你身上面的旨意。
When you are spending time in prayer and in the Word of God, you will discern His will for your life.
当你肯用时间去祈祷读经的话，你就会更加清楚上帝的心意。
The Bible said the secrets of the Lord are with those who fear Him.
圣经话俾我哋听，敬畏上帝嘅人就能够明白上帝嘅奥秘。
Who are those who fear the Lord?
究竟边个系敬畏上帝嘅人呢？
They are those who are constantly seeking His counsel.
就系嗰啲不断去寻求上帝指引嘅人。
Those who fear Him are those who are constantly seeking His mind.
敬畏上帝的人就是那些一心去寻求他心意的人。
Those who fear him are those who are constantly walking with him.
敬畏上帝的人就是那些愿意与主同行的人。
What about Jonah?
究竟约拿是什么的人呢？
Let's look back at the scripture.
好，让我们来看一下圣经先。
Jonah 1:1.
好，约拿书呢，一章一节说什么呢？
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
耶和华的说话来到阿米泰的仔约拿身上了。
What was Jonah supposed to do?
究竟约拿要做些什么呢？
He was supposed to go to Nineveh to preach.
原来他本来应该去尼尼微这个地方宣讲上帝的话语。
What did Jonah do?
究竟约拿做了些什么呢？
He ran away.
原来他走了。
Now, some of you might be feeling sorry for Jonah.
可能你觉得为约拿感到好难受啊。
Some of you might say, well, he might not have recognized the voice of the Lord.
可能你会说，可能约拿都不是很清楚上帝讲什么而已。
Well, let me correct your theory right now.
好，让我来纠正你的想法。
In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 14, verses 23 to 27,
原来在列王记下十四章二十三到二十七节这里，
God already spoke to Jonah once before.
上帝曾经对约拿讲过说话，是记载在列王记第十四章，列王记下十四章第二十三到二十七节，请你翻开圣经。
Listen to that scripture reading right now.
好，请你听我为你读出来。
2 Kings 14, beginning at verse 23.
列王纪下十四章二十三节到二十七节，是在圣经的旧约列王纪下，是讲到耶罗波安二世的事的。他说犹大王约阿斯的仔阿玛谢，他当政第十五年。以色列王约阿斯的仔耶罗波安就在撒玛利亚登基了。他一生人作王是四十一年的。他呢行的事是耶和华的眼里面看为恶的事。他呢没有离开到尼伯的仔耶罗波安，使到以色列人陷在罪里面的一切的罪恶。他呢收回以色列边界的地方，从哈马口去到阿拉巴海那里呢，正如耶和华以色列的上帝借住他仆人加特希弗人阿米泰的仔先知约拿所讲的一样。因为耶和华见到以色列人那时很艰苦，无论是困住的自由的都没了，亦都没有人去帮助以色列人。耶和华并没有讲过要将以色列的名字从天下去抹除了，他乃是要借着约阿斯的仔耶罗波安去拯救他们。
So Jonah was familiar with the voice of the Lord.
其实我们看到，其实约拿对上帝的声音并不陌生的。
What is the difference then between these two times that Jonah heard God's voice?
究竟呢两次约拿听到上帝嘅声音有乜嘢唔同呢
？Listen carefully。
好，请你仔细听咯噃。
Jonah liked what he heard the first time。
约拿中意听到佢第一次听到嘅信息。
And that is why Jonah was very willing to listen。
所以约拿咧就好乐意去顺服啊。
Now for those of you who are believers，
嗱，对于我哋已经信主嘅人嚟讲咧。
Have you noticed how when the Lord speaks to you or leads you in the way you would like to go, you are excited?
你有冇发现过当主对你讲一啲你中意听嘅说话，或者带你去行一啲你愿意行嘅路嘅时候，你好开心噶
？You are happy to do His will.
你好乐意遵行上帝嘅旨意啊
！In 2 Kings 14，
喺列王纪下嘅14章呢
，God gave Jonah the privilege of announcing the great blessing for the people of Israel。
约拿就好荣幸能够代表上帝向以色列人传达上帝对佢哋嘅赐福。
A great blessing was coming from the hand of God, even though the people did not deserve it.
虽然呢，上帝知道以色列人根本就唔配受享受嗰份赐福，但系上帝仍然系赐嗰啲好大嘅福分俾以色列人。
In fact, the people deserved nothing but judgment.
其实以色列人应该受上帝公义嘅审判。
But God told Jonah that he was going to bless the people even more.
但是上帝对约拿说他要加倍赐福给以色列人。
Oh, can you imagine what the people probably thought?
你能不能够想象到当他们听到这句说话的反应的时候是怎样啊?
Oh, that's great. We are God's favorites.
哇,正啊,我们真是上帝偏爱的子民啊。
He will bless us no matter what we do.
我哋做乜佢都会赐福俾我哋噶。
He will prosper us even if we are in disobedience.
就算我唔听佢讲，佢都会赐福俾我哋噶。
He will wink at our sin because he loves us.
佢唔会介意我哋犯乜嘢罪噶，因为佢爱我哋啊嘛。
Even today, people still think those kinds of things.
其实原来今日嘅世界里面人都系咁样谂噶噃。
Millions of people say that they believe in God.
成千上万嘅人都话佢信耶稣。
Millions of people believe that God loves them regardless of how they live.
成千上万嘅人都话上帝爱佢哋，根本就唔会计较佢生活方式几咁糜烂，几咁差。
In fact, most people want God's grace without repentance.
其实好多人都希望咧唔使悔改就能够得着上帝嘅恩典。
Most people want God's favor without obedience.
大部分人只是想要上帝的钟爱关怀，却是不喜欢听上帝的说话。
Most people want God's blessings without surrendering to Him.
很多人只想要上帝赐给他的福气，却是不愿意将主权交给上帝。
Even among believers.
我告诉你，很多信耶稣的基督徒都是这样。
People want to hear all about the promises of God and the blessings of God.
人总是喜欢听上帝关于应许啊、赐福那些说话。
And they have all day long to listen.
他们啊，甚至可以整日都听这些这样的说话。
But tell them that they are in disobedience with their money.
但是当你告诉他你怎样在钱的问题上面得罪了上帝的时候。
Tell them that they are disobedient with their time.
当你话俾佢听，你喺时间上面点样得罪咗上帝嘅话
，Tell them that they are disobedient with their use of their gifts。
当你话俾佢哋听，佢哋喺使用上帝赐俾佢哋嘅恩赐上面系点样违背咗上帝嘅命令嘅话
，Tell them that they are disobedient by flirting with sin。
当你话俾佢哋听，佢哋喺罪里面啊。怎样去放纵情欲的时候
Then no one wants to hear it.
但是这个时候就没有人愿意听你说的说话了。
Everyone wants the kind of message to go away.
每个人都想这些这样的信息哎行开行开行开。
Everyone is suddenly very busy and have important things to do other than listen to the voice of God.
他们是会用忙碌作为其他事情的借口用来躲避上帝的声音。
Jonah was no different.
其实约拿呢都是没什么例外的。
It is my prayer that everyone who is hearing my voice right now,
我愿意为到今天每一个是听着这个节目的人去祈祷。
Will say to the Lord,
希望你 都能够对上帝去讲一啲嘢。
Lord, help me to hear your voice.
主啊，求你帮我能够聆听你嘅声音。
Lord, help me to obey your voice.
主啊，求你帮我能够去顺从你嘅声音。
And I want you to tune in next time when we will look in more details about how to hear and obey the voice of God.
而我哋喺下次嘅节目里面，你希望你能够继续收听。我们会分享怎样去听上帝的声音，并且顺服上帝的声音。在这里希望送上一首歌给你，这首歌叫做 Trust and Obey， 信靠顺服。听众朋友，相信信靠顺服这首歌就话都俾我哋听，我哋点样去学习听从上帝嘅声音，就系要信靠顺服。愿主大大赐福俾你，我哋下次再会。